of these different interventions by Congress and the Federal Reserve to limit the damage to the economy by the new coronavirus and the government restrictions that come with it. Liz Claman, anchor of the Claman Countdown on Fox Business, is here to explain in depth. Liz, what's the Fed done here?
In the past, you had the former Federal Reserve Chief Ben Bernanke talk about helicopter money, where you just dumped dollar bills from a helicopter. I mean, right. It was obviously he was joking around. That was in the past during the financial crisis. This is more like a C-130 cargo jet opening the back holes and dumping bales of money.
And so I know it's designed to help the financial markets, right? But there are millions of Americans aren't even in the stock market at all. Why should they care?
Well, they should care because they have possibly 401ks. They've got pensions. They've got maybe 529s. There also is the reality where they have bank accounts and maybe money markets. So what the Federal Reserve's chairman, Jerome Powell, basically said was a whatever it takes moment. And it signaled, the central bank signaled, that they would do just about anything, extending loans to both big and small businesses. They would buy up unlimited amounts of government debt to help the American economy, because the American economy is really based on funding markets. It's hard to explain, but medium to large-sized businesses, when they make payroll, it's not from the cash they have in their coffers. They borrow on overnight. It's called the repo market, or the overnight Fed funds futures lending, et cetera. It gets very complicated, but They borrow overnight to make payroll and to pay their vendors. And then once the money comes in from their revenue and what they're selling to their customers, they then refill the coffers. So if you have the so-called commercial paper market, that's what it's called, start to freeze up, which is what we saw during the financial crisis, that could become a complete and utter disaster. So what you're seeing now is the Fed basically turning itself into a commercial bank instead of a central bank. They're basically just lending to everybody.
We're speaking with Liz Claman. She's anchor of the Claman Countdown on Fox Business. So this whatever it takes approach, is it the correct strategy at this point in time?
Well, it's the correct strategy for the Federal Reserve, but keep in mind that the Fed is not the firefighter of last resort. They can't show up to every five-alarm fire and then every one-alarm fire, you know, every stovetop fire. They can't do everything. So now we're waiting for Congress to get together on packages, and, you know, there have been a few stumbling blocks on that, and as they hammer things out, it truly becomes a race against time, because a lot of Americans have been laid off, millions, as the entire economy gets stun gut. You know, go outside. You look at your corner store, shut down. Go outside and you look at your restaurants, and they're just doing curbside, if at all. And that's only, you know, for each restaurant, that's 8% of their business. So they're having to lay off all of their workers. Those people whom they have laid off are stuck.
What do you think it is, Liz, ultimately that investors want, since the markets have gone south so much the past couple of weeks?
Right. You've seen some days where we've been down 1,000 points, some days where we've been up 1,000 points. Let me be very clear. There are going to be more of those. A bottoming out process for the markets is that a process. It is not a single aha, you know, amazing moment. It's not that. It is not a eureka, yay.
Okay.
Here's what is going to eventually force a bottom: a eureka moment in finding a vaccine or a treatment. And they are working 25/7, forget 24/7, to try and come up with that. But until we see that, and until we see that so-called bell curve of cases start to plateau, I'm just telling people, you can listen to all the pundits you want on the air saying, oh, look, yay, the Congress signed this or the Fed did that. We're going to get a lot of bad economic data that will shock the markets once again. We're going to get a labor report for the month of March relatively soon. And these are going to be gut punches for the market.
Thanks, Liz. Liz Claman, anchor of the Claman Countdown on Fox Business.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.